everyone. Gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
There's a caterpillar on a leaf, spent her days munching juicy leaves. Branches of the tree were for her the only thing in a tiny world. Comfy and cozy in her cocoon, she fell into a deep, deep sleep. And when she awoke, she was amazed. Her life would never be the same. You are a butterfly, I see it in your smile. You are a butterfly, flying through the sky. You are a butterfly, made by Allah Most High. Made by Allah Most High. You are a butterfly, was colors in my mind.
My butterflies, do you know what a protest is? A protest is usually a group of people who don't like what's happening around them. Maybe they want to make a strong expression. They disagree and disapprove of something. Or maybe there's stuff happening around them that they don't like, they're uncomfortable with, or that no one is listening to them. So what does this group of people do? This group of people will protest by making a group of people go down to a certain area, stand with placards, signs, and big mics. They'll say the words of protest. They'll say what they believe to make everyone around them hear. They'll march, they'll rise up, they'll walk, they'll run, and they'll drive. Sometimes if it gets hectic, they close up the roads and they don't let anybody else pass. Now today there's hectic riots and really bad ones. Today the riots were in two places. One was at a school and another is in a place called El Dorado Park. Now in El Dorado Park, the roads around the area were closed by these protesters. They closed up the traffic and they got too serious that they started burning tires, looting and breaking into shops, and even getting violent. Is this a good way to protest? No, of course it isn't. We need to remember that as Muslims and as human beings, we can't hurt those around us. If you don't like something, and if you don't want something or you need to bring something to someone's attention, we need to do it calmly, lovingly, and in a way that everyone will understand. That's why people are being hurt, killed, and police officers are being sent to the scenes. This is a way that a protest turns violent. Now, with all the looting, the fires, and the violence, it's difficult to avoid these images online, on radio, on TV, and that means you little butterflies are seeing the turmoil, isn't it? Mummy and Daddy might not be able to talk to you about these protests and explain to you what's happening. So today, inshallah, we're going to the time, and the opportunity to do this. You see, a protest is the group of people who come together. They want to take a stand against the injustice that they don't agree with. And usually they're right. Sometimes they fight and protest for things that are unnecessary. But most of the time it's a change that needs to be done. People believe in the power in numbers. Now, after seeing some of the videos, you may feel that if you don't like something, you have to be violent and get protesting. But remember, protesting and taking a stand against something isn't the same as violence. Protesting and standing up for the thing you believe in can be safe, can be peaceful, and can get the work done. But violence, such as fires, robbing stores, shooting people, and destroying property is criminal behavior. It's against the law. We're not allowed to do that. There's other ways to make your point and to be heard. Butterflies, remember, to bring about change, peaceful protests are more effective than violence. Violence breeds violence. That means if we hurt someone, you're going to cause more people to get hurt. Someone who can be killed. Someone can get locked up. There's so many things that can go wrong in a protest. That's why always remember, if you want to make your points heard, and if you're going to protest, do it in a kind, calm manner that gets your point across. Look around. There's so much happening. There's so many people who get absorbed in the violence and forget about the true meaning of protests. Butterflies, will you remember this the next time you hear of someone protesting? I hope so, inshallah.
Allah Almighty says, and there isn't anything except that it glorifies Him in praise. But you, O man, cannot understand their glorification. Allah Almighty also says, how many signs in the heavens and the earth do they pass by and turn away from?
From the oceans and the seas to the mountains and the breeze and the valleys and the trees to the stars and the birds and the bees. All in harmony and ease, everything worships Him, Subhanallah. Allah made the earth with ease, planets, skies, and all that breathes. In only 6 days I said, now be, oh, how mighty and wise is He. To Him belongs that all exists, nothing goes beyond His will. Everything to Him submits, don't you see how it all just fits? From the oceans and the seas, to the mountains and the breeze, and the valleys and the trees, to the stars and the birds and the bees. All in harmony and ease, everything worships Him, Subhanallah. Now here's a sign for you and me that Allah wants us to see. Look around you carefully and you will notice it surely. Look at the insects as they crawl. Look at the trees standing tall. Listen to the rain when it falls. Hear the thunder when it roars. Look at the ants, their colonies. Look at the bees, how they release honey pure as sweet can be, for you and me to enjoy so free. From the oceans and the seas, to the mountains and the valleys and the breeze, to the stars and the birds.
Let's read a story. The little boy Muhammad set off for home again without having eaten the entire day. As usual, one of the boys had taken his lunch, threatening to hit him. On the way, Muhammad stopped at a park bench. He tried to control his anger. He was always bullied in class. No matter what he tried or how hard he stood up, he couldn't stand up to these bullies. It was something he needed to do, but he just couldn't because he was so scared. He spent a while looking at the insects, and by the time he got home, he got an understanding. A wasp could never fight a person, but everyone was so afraid of its sting that it left the wasp in peace. So that night, Muhammad spent the night wondering what his sting could be. He tried to think of what frightened the bigger boys. The next day, Muhammad seemed like a no boy. No longer did he walk with his gaze on the ground. He didn't look away when people spoke to him. He was confident and ready to face anyone. And do you know what was the best part? That boy who stole his lunch every single day was scared to come close to him again. No longer did he have to give up all of his lunch and spending to the bully. But how did he do it? Instead of living in fear, little boy Muhammad had a new way of getting through. He said, "I have Allah in my heart, and anything I need and want, I will get through Allah. No one can hurt me unless Allah wants it to happen, and if it does, it will be for a good reason. So with Allah by my side, no one can harm me, no one can hurt me, and no one can come near me." From that day on, little Muhammad was confident. He was never bullied again. There was no violence and fighting around him. Instead, there was peace and happiness. Every time Muhammad wanted or needed anything, before standing up to anyone or anything, the first thing he would do was read 2 rakats of Salah. That 2 rakats of Salah empowered him with so much strength that he could stand up to anyone or anything and get everything that was good for him. Butterflies, will you learn from the story? Insha'Allah, I hope so.
It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet, summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. The greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet, summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet, summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. The greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet, summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. Esteemed were his companions that Allah had mentioned, the noble description in the Holy Quran. Esteemed were his companions that Allah had mentioned, the noble description in the Holy Quran. Salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, إلى اللقاء, مع السلام. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.